to talk about swimming. So when we were on our STARS trip, we stayed in the hotel in Chicago, and that hotel had a lap pool.
Down by the workout room? Is that where it was?
Down by the workout room. It had only two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
It was 25 meters.
That's like the one they have in New Orleans.
What's that?
The two-lane pool?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, support.
I like no. it.
Rim shot, let's go.
I think that was
no
funny.
No support. A city that was once underwater, George.
No, like I know, I'm trying jokes. To point out the positive things there, like the two-lane pool.
So recently I've been thinking about swimming. It's a great exercise. I used to do it a long, long, long time ago in college, back in the 80s, when I dabbled in triathlons.
Mm-hmm.
Dabbled.
And we used to have the big North Texas Rec Center right across from West Hall. And so I would go over there occasionally and swim laps. But I hadn't done that in 25 years. And I didn't have a swimsuit on the trip or anything. But when I saw that lap pool, I thought, okay, I got a little time. I'm going to swim.
In your grunders?
No, I put on my running shorts.
Yeah, those will work.
And so, that's one thing I don't know, what do swimmers wear these days when they go swim laps? Like if they're working out, do they wear a big beach swimsuit or do they wear a smaller swimsuit?
Some do.
Speedos.
Some who are still trying to live the college and high school swim team still go to the Speedo. They don't need it.
It is acceptable to wear just the normal bathing suit
yes.
when you go to
well,
a gym. Well,
now wait a second. I mean, Craig has defended cycling clothing because it's a functional. It's the best thing to wear when cycling is cycling-specific clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't Speedos, which are the best for swimming, why shouldn't someone be allowed to wear that if they're 40 years old?
Well, I guess you can, but you're not racing anyone. And if you have more drag, that's just going to be a better workout for you anyway. Now, if you want to be more efficient in the water, you sure put on the Speedo and
we don't need
amaze
to see
everybody.
That,
so if you show up to the local Y and you're mm-hmm. going to swim laps and you're wearing a Speedo, will people look at you like you're a poser?
No. No, they won't think a thing about it. Okay. Yeah, they just think you're a swimmer and it's no big deal.
All right, so I jump in the water and...
It's flipping freezing?
No, it wasn't bad. It was indoors, indoor pool.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I do one lap down and one lap back, and I'm winded.
Is that a lap?
Or a half.
Down's a half a lap.
Down is
half
a lap.
Lap back.
No,
right?
So it's you go down's a lap, coming back's a lap.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why?
That seems strange.
It's the
to
length
me.
Of the pool.
Yeah, but in running, you
that's
have to
not
go
a lap.
All the way around to go a lap.
Yeah, a lap
you can't
is
just go down halfway.
Well, in swimming, it's the length of the pool. That's a lap.
That's wrong.
You have to be back to your beginning point for it to be a lap. In
you don't have to go down. You don't have to run 100 yards and run all the way back 100 yards in a football field to cover the length of the field.
Yeah, but that's the length of the field. That's not called a lap.
Right. At Texas Motor Speedway, when they're on the back stretch, they've not completed a lap.
That's a circle.
They have to come around to the front side where they began.
You're exactly right, Rich.
Thank you.
George's swimming
anyway,
talk is wrong.
But there is a difference because the swimming lane is straight and the lap is usually done on something circular.
Maybe they should make the pool circular.
You don't have to. Just kind of lap every time you go down.
How would that short circuit everyone?
That's just not a lap.
So I did two laps, down and back.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's so wrong.
So did you go down and back twice or just down?
See?
I went down for one lap and back for one.
Easy. Okay, so you did one complete lap.
Shut up.
And then I had to stop because I was winded, and I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. I run a lot. I ride my bike a lot. How's this winding me?
Different muscles. It's an amazing workout, isn't it?
It is an amazing workout.
And I think there's the whole breath holding, too, that contributes to it.
Well, I was taught to swim to where you breathe, you know. I'm not holding my breath the entire lap.
Right, but you're not
trying
able
to swim real fast to get to the end so I can breathe.
But you're not able to just breathe constantly like you are when you're running.
Right.
Your face is in the water at times, and you do have to hold your breath periodically.
And there's a way to be a lot more efficient about that. If you labor to get the breath, then it's going to wear you out faster.
So, yeah, I've got a lot of questions for you, George, since you're our swimming guy. You grew up swimming competitively.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that dawned on me was what an incredible workout it is. And I've always known that. Swimmers are tremendous athletes, and it's a great workout. And
that's why I used to be so skinny.
Yeah, it's no impact.
Yeah.
So it's just great on the body. Swimmers have this incredible range of motion, and they're, you know, it's a wonderful exercise. So I ended up doing 10 laps total. five down and back. And I had to take breaks, you know, two, three, four times.
Mm-hmm. 5 laps, 10 lengths.
At the end of 10 laps, it felt like I had done a 10-hour upper body workout. It felt like I'd been in the gym for 10 hours, and I could not have gone another foot.
Was it a 25-yard pool? How long is the pool, do you
know?
Yeah, 25 yards? Okay, so you did 10 laps, so you did 250 yards?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to be proud of,
Russ. We used to do 500-yard just warm-ups.
Yeah.
That was our warm-up.
That's what I was going to ask you, because isn't a normal workout for these guys 2,000 meters or 1,000 meters
or
something?
Guys like Phelps, they'll go 4 to 6,000 a day.
Oh, my Lord.
That's 4 miles?
Yeah.
Shoot me.
And I couldn't do 10 laps, and I was taking breaks. And
you have to be careful or you get waterlogged.
You don't get waterlogged.
What is that?
I don't know.
Well, why are we all
made up?
Why are we always warned against it?
I don't know. You can't get waterlogged.
You need to get out. You're about to get waterlogged.
So I know I've got a lot of issues when it comes to form. Now, I did take swim lessons when I was a kid, and my sister and I took them together. We were probably 6 and 4 or 7 and 5, something like that. And so I remember some basics. But when I also, like, I was watching a triathlon the other day on TV, and I noticed the guys swimming, they would bury their head maybe for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strokes, and then they would breathe and then bury their head again. Well, when I was swimming in the Chicago pool, the two-lane pool, I would...
Two-lane's not in Chicago.
No. I would put my head underwater for 1 stroke and then breathe every time I did my right hand.
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's all right. Just every other... Yeah.
He's saying every right hand stroke.
Every right hand? Yeah, that's not that bad. For distance swimming...
Yeah, it was every right hand.
Yeah.
Every time.
You may change it up to every other, but that's not bad for distance swimming. Especially for when you're just getting started. That's okay.
What about your legs? Because I found that I didn't want to kick.
You got to. That's what will really help your speed, and it'll help just your whole efficiency in the water. You're wearing yourself out because you're doing all your work with your hands and your arms.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch really good swimmers... They've got like an outboard engine going.
So it's a real rapid kick.
Yeah, the scissor kick, yeah.
Because I've seen some, when I've watched videos, where they're kicking, but it's kind of a lazy kick.
Yeah, they're not helping themselves much. And if you're swimming distances, you're not going to have the sprinter kick that you may see in the Olympics in a 200-meter race or a 50-meter race or something like that. But it's important to have a good kick. That's why you got to do like... kickboard workouts too, where you just work on your kick and becoming good and efficient at kicking.
Yeah, somebody told me that's a good way to warm up. Just get the kickboard.
Yeah, the kickboard,
that's all you do is get your legs loose that way.
Yeah.
All right, I am befuddled and mesmerized by the flip turn.
Yeah.
I cannot do that. I don't even know how to start to learn how to do the flip turn.
You know, I wouldn't even worry about it. Just for
I want to learn that before swimming.
Unless you want to go for speed or something, it's a little more efficient, but it takes a while. You know, when you're swimming down, you got the line that's going down that forms a T. That's usually your marker to start your flip.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually you figure out how many arm strokes it is past that to go ahead and flip. And once you get it, it's real easy, and it's a lot more efficient than touching with two hands, flipping over, and then pushing off. But so, it takes a while to get used to it.
Junior,
side of the wall and stuff.
Did you have goggles, or are you just...
No.
Now, that's the other thing. Get some goggles.
Yeah, I remember when I used to swim laps, I had a skin cap, and I had goggles.
Mm-hmm.
And I really needed the goggles because my eyes were burning from the chlorine afterwards, because you have to see where you're going.
Man, I used to work out without goggles when I was really young, and then I finally went to goggles. I don't see... I don't open my eyes in the pool anymore.
Yeah.
I have to have goggles. That's why my eyes are bad.
Back to the flip turn, I never swam competitively, but I learned how to do it when I was a kid because I was so fascinated by
really?
It.
Really?
Yes, I thought it was so
flip turn
cool.
Is awesome.
I did too.
When I first saw that, like in the 84 Olympics, and so, by golly, I learned how to do it, and even though I had no reason to, boy,
trust
I could
me.
Do it, and a lot of my friends were very impressed by
when
it.
When you're growing up a swimmer too, that is what you work on so much because... You think in your own polluted mind when you're 12 or 13 that you can impress girls with a real good flip turn, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's all we used to do. Especially if you really splash the water, even though it's not really a good turn. That's not very efficient, but
it looks
still
dangerous.
Looks cool. It can be.
It looks dangerous. Like you can hit your head on the bottom of the pool or hit your feet on the side of the pool.
That's the big one, hitting your heel on the side of the pool.
Wow.
When you have flip fail.
And you got to do it at just the right spot so you get a good push off the wall. Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, flip turns, that's huge in competitive swimming. If you see, like Phelps, really good swimmers, that they make up time with really good turns.
Is that part of the scouting report? Got good flip turn?
Got a good flip turn ratio?
I think it's cool to watch those guys and watch how far they propel themselves out into the pool before they have to start swimming again.
Yeah, and that's key, too.
They're like a bullet.
Yeah. The dolphin thing is, the dolphin kick underneath the water now on the flip turn is a big deal that wasn't around on a lot of the strokes when I was a kid. That's a new thing now. Man, they dolphin on everything coming out of a turn now. Where they're basically propelling like a like a dolphin.
I don't know, man. Just all that seems super gay.
I just dismiss
the whole sport and all the practice and learning technique.
It's just all gay. It's an awesome sport. And the stroke that always impressed me was butterfly. I was never a good flyer.
I couldn't do that.
That's what always killed me in the IM. I could backstroke, breaststroke, and free, but fly would always get me. And my friends who were flyers, like Johnny Maher,
made up.
Peter Schulke,
made up. Okay, all right. Jeez. This is just
they were always very. Punt. Even C.B. Erickson was a flyer. And they were always my heroes because they were such good flyers. And I just never understood how you could basically propel yourself like a dolphin. Like that. And the flyers are always really strong, too, in their shoulders.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here you are, an adult with a history of swimming. And you've recently done the Metafast thing. You got a bike. Have you considered getting back in the pool?
Yes.
Because
my sister and my brother-in-law are trying to convince me to go back and start working. They work out a couple times a week. And I got to tell you, back when I did, that was one of the most freeing things, just to be in that pool and that vast, if you work out in a big pool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard. It was, a taxing workout, but at the same time, it was really relaxing, too. It was quiet.
Yeah. Now, it seems like a great workout, especially for guys our age, any age really, but at our age, because it's a little easier on the body, than running or something
Absolutely.
Like that, or basketball. But it also does seem like it could be boring. People say to me, I don't see how you can go ride your bike or run for those distances because I would get bored to tears, but I've got scenery that's always changing.
Right.
Or on a bike, you've got the element of speed, you get a little bit of a thrill if you take a corner fast, something like that. But swimming laps, when you're just looking at the bottom of the pool, I guess you can get lost in your own thoughts, but it also seems like it could be really monotonous.
Yeah, it can be, especially if you're swimming a lot of distances. Maybe just, sprinting would be good, too.
Mm-hmm.
That explosion thing for training is good. But it was kind of the same thing as, like, when you run, you can process a lot of things and just think about, whatever's troubling you
mm-hmm.
and put in a good... however long you want to go, 30 minutes or 45 minutes. I was thinking, man, we used to work out for 2 hours.
Wow.
2 hours. And you rarely, you did your warm-up, and then you do a series of 200s and 100s and 50s. Mm-hmm. And it would take up 2 hours, and you get, some breaks. But it was basically swimming for 2 hours.
So did you wear the Speedo?
Oh, yeah. I rocked that. You had to wear your swimming.
Where are the pictures? Where are the pictures of you in a Speedo?
Man, I could bring one in.
You need tweets.
And it would freak you out how skinny I was. I had a 12-pack when I was like 13.
Well, why don't you bring that in? We got to post that on the Muser Twitter or something.
Because it'd get turned into...
It'd be great.
On Baywatch,
Photoshopping it anyway, so you might as well.
Yeah, someone's probably doing it right now.
I'm surprised you don't still use that as your Facebook profile, like every other liar in the world.
This is what I look like.
So are swimming lessons still big for kids these days?
Yeah, but not some communities. Swimming. It's more of just a bunch of kids in the pool urinating.
My kids took them for many years.
I think every kid should.
Yeah. Boy, absolutely.
I never took one in my entire life. And I've been a really good swimmer always, but never had any lessons. I learned to swim with those stupid floaties as a kid.
My theory is the earth is 2/3 water. You're going to fall into water at some point. You better be able to know how to swim.
I know. I still got to teach Donovan how to swim.
Yeah.
He still doesn't know. It's bigger in some communities than others.
Which ones?
Whoa. Hmm. Wait. What do you mean?
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Well, I just meant geographically. I would think that some communities with pools have more swimmers. What are y'all talking about?
What communities with pools?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a map in front of me to show me where the pools of the Metroplex are, but I'm sure that those who have like pools
where,
around them learn
from
how
where
to swim.
You live, where's the nearest pool?
Right out my back door. I can do a big cannonball.
Well, George does have a history with swimming.
Cannonball.
And this is kind of like it's your life. We're going to go back in time. We have a special guest that's going to join us in studio. Dang. Your old junior high swim coach is going to join us coming up next here on The Ticket.